Hey, this is CITR 101.9 FM. It's Tuesday morning. I'm Arthur, hosting Subworld, filling in for Melanie Cole's usual program, Subworld. I'm here with Brad Winter. Right now, going on at CITR, playing some music today. Hopefully, exposing you to things you might like or might be interested in. And also, the station itself is trying to raise some money. We're having what is called our fund drive right now. Maybe Brad can
show
you something about that.
Yeah, it's our fund drive right now. Our goal for this year's fund drive is $35,000.
And what would that pay for? I know we were talking about this earlier, but
yeah,
so people know.
Oh, yeah. Tons of things. I mean, we run a radio station, and you can imagine
the type of... it's nonprofit. We're volunteers.
Yeah.
Most people here are volunteers.
Yeah, you should donate, because CITR is really important for Vancouver music community. You know, we're sponsoring shows, we're promoting shows, we publish Discorder covering local acts.
That's right. Something
tons
you can
of
read
stuff.
Every month.
Yeah.
A free paper.
Yeah.
About music. Yeah, so it's great. If you feel like you enjoy CITR or you just want to support a community radio station, it's a great thing to do. It can be any amount. Just go to our website, citr.ca, and find your way to donate.
And if you call in, you will, in addition to feeling good about donating, you will get prizes.
There are prizes.
Yes.
Yeah, we were looking at somebody donated or pledged, and they got some books about Def Jam records.
Yeah, that was for Nardwar's show. He had those books.
Yeah, it looked kind of interesting. Like, one of them was pictures of taken from various points in Def Jam's history and kind of telling the story of Def Jam records.
Yeah, really
and
cool.
One of them was like that book that Jay-Z put out, and where he was annotating his own lyrics.
Yeah, it's cool because each show gets their own sort of prizes. Some of the shows get books, and some of the shows will give away, like Ben Lai's show gave away a helicopter ride for the highest donor.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Ben Lai.
Yeah.
Amazing guy. Well, on that note, let's
tell the number to call in just so people know.
Oh, right. Yeah, totally. That's very important. What is it?
604-822-8648. That's
okay.
Spells UBC unit.
Let's get to the music. Here's some Kitano Veloso off of a Luaca Bop Brazil music compilation.
Como você é bonito de se ver. Ilê, aê, que beleza mais bonita de se ter. Ilê, aê, como você é bonito de se ver. Ilê, aê, que beleza mais bonita de se ter. Ilê, aê, sua beleza se transforma em você. Ilê, aê, que maneira mais feliz de viver. Ilê, aê, como você é bonito de se ver. Ilê, aê, que beleza mais bonita de se ter. Ilê, aê, como você é bonito de se ver. Ilê, aê, que beleza mais bonita de se ter. Ilê, aê, sua beleza se transforma em você. Que maneira mais feliz de viver. Como você é bonito de se ver. Que beleza mais bonita de se ter. Ilê aê, como você é bonito de se ver. Ilê aê, que beleza mais bonita de se ter. Ilê aê, sua beleza se transforma em você. Ilê aê, que maneira mais feliz de viver. Como você é bonito de se
ver. Margaret in the morning, sleeping on her side, tossing men like nickels into an ever-rising tide. I guess she was a dentist before she fell in love, freezing Lenten smiles just to give them up. Margaret down. Margaret at the office, Margaret at 18. She said, sit right down a minute. She said, let me clean your teeth. And we settled down in Bozeman, in the corner of the world. Raised a couple children, but we lost a little girl. Oh, 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 Margaret down. Heartsick in Montana, we slowly grew apart. A grocery clerk in Moncton, as you were dancing in a bar. Rushed him to the courtroom before the bed was cold, and defrosted out my windshield when you smiled and let me know. Oh, 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 Margaret down. Many cavities pulling at our marriage's tender mouth, and at the root of all the problems was a man across the canal. Margaret left the practice late in 86, and I left behind the Midwest and forgot we ever kissed. Down. I knew she changed her number, but couldn't shake the cough. The doctor gave her 6 weeks, which only made her shrug it off. Resting in her 5th week, I brought her buttercups. There was too much to say between us, and I knew I'd only fuck it up. So I stared up at the ceiling, and I held her little hands. And you knew that I forgave you for making other plans. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, Lord. sleeping on his side. Strolled into the waves of an ever-rising tide.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audiopile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. I'm Arthur. This is Subworld, and you just heard a bit of Bert Jansch playing banjo off his record Jack O'Ryan, an early record of his. John Redburn, I believe, on guitar there, and Jansch usually on guitar, switching off to banjo, sounding pretty good. I believe that song was later adapted into some kind of Led Zeppelin song, so yeah, watch out for those sorts of connections between folk and various types of heavy rock. There were definitely connections. And before that, Aidan Knight, Canadian singer-songwriter from the West, who singing his song Margaret Downs. in the woods there. It's a video that you can find on his website that was taped a little while ago. And then before that, it was Caetano Veloso, a Brazilian a composer, writer, and member of the Tropicália movement. That was from Lueca Bop compilation called Brazil Classics. And now turning to something local, the Loose Tights, a great band who formed recently from people who've been in bands for a while. And hearing them, I don't know, you can hear that it's just trying to bang out something great and different. And it's joyful, it's political, it makes me think about, you know, just interrogating why our lives, how we have certain structures to them. And here's a song called I Am a Worker by the Loose Tights.
The time will come up when the winds will stop and the breeze will cease to be breathing, like the stillness in the wind before the hurricane begins, the hour that the ship comes in. And the sea will split and the ships will hit, and the sands on the shoreline will be shaking, and the tide will sound and the waves will pound, and the morning will be a breaking. The fishes will laugh as they swim out of the path, and the seagulls will be smiling, and the rocks on the sand will proudly stand the hour that the ship comes in. And the words that are used for to get the ship confused will not be understood as the spoken, for the chains of the sea will have busted in the night and be buried out the bottom of the ocean. A song will lift as the mainsail shifts and the boat drifts onto the shoreline. And the sun will respect every face on the deck the hour that the ship comes in. And the sands will roll out a carpet of gold for your weary toes to be a-touching. And the ship's wise men will remind you once again that the whole wide world is watching. With a sleep still in their eyes, and they'll jerk from their beds and think they're dreaming, but they'll pinch themselves and squeal, and they'll know that it's for real the hour that the ship comes in. And they'll raise their hands, saying, "We'll meet all your demands, but we'll shout from the bow, your days are numbered." And like Pharaoh's tribe, they'll be drowned in the tide. And like Goliath, they'll be conquered.
Not ever. No way.
Friday, December 2nd, CITR 101.9 FM and Sonic Living Events are proud to present Dan Deacon at the Rickshaw Theater. From the guy that brought you the viral video classic, Drinking Out of Cups, comes a world-renowned live electronic performance that you won't want to miss. That's Dan Deacon at the Rickshaw Theater, Friday, December 2nd, sponsored by CITR.
I love them. Seahorses. Forever.
Hello, man filming me. What are you filming me for? This song is for truckers everywhere. Oh, it's also another chance to whistle. Because you loved it so much the last time.
Drivers, be safe tonight. Truck drivers, be safe tonight. Truck drivers, be safe tonight. Truck drivers, be safe tonight. No black ice or jackknife, just fast frozen light loads. Drivers, be warned tonight. Truck drivers, be warned tonight. Truck drivers, be warned tonight. With beautiful hitchhikers. Hitchhikers, be safe tonight. Hitchhikers, be safe tonight. Hitchhikers, be safe tonight. Hitchhikers, be safe tonight.
short rides or bad guys, just good luck and nice drivers.
All right, go for it. I was thinking of Aaron.
Hey, that was Leah Abramson, Trucker's Prayer, here on CITR. You're listening today to Subworld. I'm Arthur, hosting in for Melanie, who has flown to Mexico for a little while. Hope she's having a good time down there. And I'm here, just playing music, hoping you might find something you like, or maybe it's something you don't, but that's why you listen, to make those choices for yourself. So in that last few songs, we had Leah Abramson there with Trucker's Prayer. Before that, Bob Dylan, when the Ships Come In, and off his album, The Times They Are Changing. And Loose Tights before that, I Am a Worker, a local band. Check them out if you see that they're going to play at a house near you or wherever. And coming up, folking right along, we've got Ralph McTell, who he took his name from Blind Willie McTell. So he took that guy's last name. He was like a sort of a blues man earlier guy. Bob Dylan wrote a song about him in the 80s. Nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. And Blind Willie McTell is sort of a sweet voice, supposedly sort of a sexy blues singer of sorts. I was watching a documentary. Somebody said a woman, his voice is like sex, the original blues man, Blind Willie McTell. But coming up now, Ralph McTell, who was an Englishman, part of the, I guess, London folk scene of the late 60s into the 70s. Here's his famous song, Streets of London.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the paper with his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. In the all-night cafe
at 11:15. Same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Don't say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind.
I've got a lousy tale to tell to you, but it ain't no tale of mine. It's about a boy named Lou and a girl named Sue. They were fighting all the time. Sue came home one afternoon, found an empty dining room without a word. Her turtle dove had flown. She began to moan. She said, "My sweetie went away," but he didn't say where. He didn't say how. He didn't say why. I know I'll die. I'm just as lonesome as can be. I know he loves another woman, but he didn't say who. He didn't say how. He didn't say why. I know I'll die. Why don't he carry on? I'm like a little old sheep and I can't sleep, 'cause I keep trying to forget how little Papa has left his mama all alone. I've grown, I know he loves another woman, but he didn't say who. He didn't say how. I know I'll die. Why don't he hurry home? I'm like a little old sheep and I can't sleep, 'cause I keep trying to forget. My lonely papa has left his mama all.
My belly's craving, I got a shaking in my head. like I'm dying, and I wish I was dead. If I live till tomorrow, that'll be a long time. But I wheel and I fall and I rise on codeine, and it's real, and it's real one more time. Well, when I was a young girl, I learned not to care. Oh, whiskey, and from it I often did swear. My mother and father said whiskey's a curse, but the fate of their baby was a many times worse. And it's real, and it's real one more time. Stay away from the cities, stay away from the towns, stay away from the men pushing the codeine around, stay away from the stores where the remedy is fine. For better your pain than be caught on codeine. And it's real, and it's real one more time. You'll forget you're a woman, you'll forget about men. Try it just once, and you'll try it again. You'll forget about life, you'll forget about time. And it's real, and it's real one more time. But if I die tomorrow, one thing I've done, I've heeded the warning that I got when I was young. My one satisfaction, it comes when I think that I'm living my life without bending to drink. And it's real, and it's real one more time. And my belly's craving, I got a shaking in my head. I feel like I'm dying, and I wish I was dead. If I live till tomorrow, that'll be a long time.
That was Buffy St. Marie off her album It's My Way. The song is called Codeine, and it's about the opiate, I guess, or whatever drug that is. And it's off one of her early albums. Buffy St. Marie, still around, still great. And before that, Ora Kogan, a live recording, My Sweetie Went Away, her song, fairly indebted to many early folk songs of that nature, that subject. And then Ralph McTell, The Streets of London, originally apparently titled by him The Streets of Paris, but then he changed it to The Streets of London because it sounded better or something like that, and it ended up being that. But it really can make you think of any city and walking around. And coming up now, I'd like to play a local band, Sleuth, who I heard in an earlier round of Shindig, the Battle of the Bands that CITR puts on at the Railway Club every fall, every Tuesday. It's still going on right now. I think the Sleuths are playing. They've advanced to another round tonight, if you want to check them out after I play them. And also CITR, you're listening to it. We have a fun drive on right now, which is us raising funds to help keep the station going, keep us moving, keep us doing great things, bring you good music and Discorder, writing about music. So you can look at our website, citr.ca, figure out how to donate, donate whatever you feel comfortable doing. And here is Sleuth, a local band, and a song called We're Not Friends. And also, I'd like to just to put this in your minds. After that, I'm going to try to play a song off an album called Misa Luba, which is sort of an odd choral but world music recording from the 60s, I believe, that feels to me, when I heard it, very reminiscent of what Panda Bear does on Person Pitch, one of his solo albums, one of the guys from Animal Collective. So maybe think about Person Pitch if you've heard it when I play that after this, the Sleuth track.
I guess I can't bring my bad mood on you. I may like to be because that's just what friends do. But we're not friends yet. I'm working on it. We're not friends yet. I'm working on it. Music isn't shit. But we're not friends yet. I'm working on it. We're not friends yet.
Thank you. tu lo rifica tu, qui lo puto zester profeta, e tu non santa.
Article.
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In November's issue of Discorder, read up on the features, including interviews with Catherine Calder, Siskiyou, and the fabulous Vacant State. This month's venues column tackles Vancouver's queer hip-hop scene. And you can't miss that cover story on Blackout Beach. So look out for the deep red hue of November 2011's edition of Discorder.
That old dust storm killed my baby, but it can't kill me, Lord, and it can't kill me. That old dust storm will kill my family, but it can't kill me, Lord, and it can't kill me. that old landlord, and he got my homestead, but he can't get me, Lord, and he can't get me. That old dry spell killed my crop, boys, but he can't kill me, Lord, and he can't kill me. That old tractor got my home, boys, but he can't get me, Lord, and he can't get me. That old tractor run my house down, but he can't get me down, and he can't get me. That old pawn shop got my furniture, but he can't get me, Lord, and he can't get me. That old highway's got my relatives, but he can't get me, Lord, and he can't get me. That old dust mite killed my wheat, boys, but he can't kill me, Lord, and he can't kill me. I have weathered many a dust storm, but he can't get me, boys, and he can't kill me. That old dust storm, well, it blowed my barn down, but it can't blow me down, and it can't blow me down. That old wind might blow this world down, but it can't blow me down, it can't kill me. That old dust storm's killed my baby, but it can't kill me, Lord, and it can't kill me.
Hi. This is CITR 101.9. That was Woody Guthrie, Dust Can't Kill Me, off his album Dust Bowl Ballads, a album thematically linked to John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath. One of the songs, Tom Joad on that album, even tells the story in song of The Grapes of Wrath, the novel. And Woody Guthrie, famous folk singer, his songs famously can tell you all about how to live life. They're enlightening in some way. And before that, Hard Feelings, a local band with the song Parasites, definitely full of some hard feelings. And then Misa Lumba, an African folk recording of a choir from the 60s that was recorded by some church group of some kind. I don't know. It's an odd record that I found. And then before that, Sleuth, a local band who were playing Shindig. And that's where I heard them first, with a song called We're Not Friends Yet. And I really like their singer's voice. She's quite a character, it seems. Now, to close the show, a band that I love, I'm coming to love, Creative People. But I got to mention that on CITR, we're having our fun drive right now. So check out our website, donate. Friday is the finale with a silent auction, and bands are playing. Just try and get in there and help support us, get involved, and keep listening.
And I wake up, I'm drained until the sun down.